Newsflash, hometown athletes and activities.
This past weekend, the Valdez varsity volleyball team was set to play Colony High School before heading to the annual Grace Christian Invite. Due to overscheduling, the girls had to play Colony's JV team, but it proved to be a great warm-up game after a long drive. All the girls got to play, and they won their sets 3-0. Friday was the start of pool play for the Valdez Buccaneers at the Grace Tournament. There were 8 games against some of the top 3A and 4A teams in the state. The Valdez Buccaneers came out and played well. Their coverage, defense, and attacking set them apart from the other teams. Blocking and digs made it tough for teams to get a point on the Valdez Buccaneers, and their offensive attackers were effective at finding holes in the other teams. They went 7-0 on day one of the Grace Tournament and had one more pool play match to start off Saturday morning. This was great as the girls beat Kenai, Soldotna, and Colony. Huge wins for a small 3A team. And they're in the top 10 in the state, along with the Valdez Buccaneers. On day two, the girls finished out pool play, beating MCCA, making Valdez Buccaneers the only one team of 18 teams in the tournament to go into the bracket play undefeated. Bracket play started off with the girls playing Colony, a tough game, and was close the entire match. The girls fought hard, but lost both sets. This means the Buccaneers had to fight back through the loser's bracket to make it to the championship, which they did. They faced off against Kenai. The first two were point for point, with each team taking a set. It was a huge game going into the third set, where the Valdez Buccaneers pushed hard to take the last set and knock Kenai out of the tournament. Next up, Homer, who was on a roll in the tournament and had taken down Nikiski in pool play. The Buccaneers started off slow and lost the first set, but came back and took the second. The third set was incredible, with the girls running out of time. Homer could have won by 1 point, but celebrated too early, and they were out of rotation when they served. This gave the Buccaneers a point with 2 seconds left on the clock and tied the game with Homer. This meant the Buccaneers had to serve, and the next point won the match. So the Buccaneers went on to face Nikiski in the championship game. The girls gave it everything they had, but fell short in the championship match. They did take second place in this big tournament. Destiny Day was named to the all-tournament team.
Thanks to Newsflash MVP sponsors, Polar Tankers, Harris Sand and Gravel, Prospector, City of Valdez, Acres Quick Trip, and Laborers Local 341, and sports fan sponsors, PetroStar Valdez Refinery and Arts Design.